I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. The U.S. Interior Department has ruled that former Chippewa Cree Tribal Chairman Ken Blatt St. Marks was ousted from his job illegally in 2013. John Paul Schmidt, a staff writer with the Haver Daily News, says St. Marks was voted out while he was helping federal investigators look into missing money from a pipeline project on the Chippewa Cree Reservation.
This is all from St. Marks working with the Office of Inspector General concerning the misappropriation of federal funds given to the tribe to complete this water project.
About a dozen people have been convicted or pleaded guilty to federal fraud charges over the awarding of construction contracts and kickbacks paid to tribal officials. St. Marks has 15 days to decide whether to seek reinstatement or settle for back pay. The tribe will have 15 days after that to respond. Powell County authorities say a Deer Lodge police officer shot and killed a suicidal man after he pointed a gun at officers who were trying to negotiate with him. Sheriff Scott Howard says 28-year-old Nicholas Tyson Frazier died at the hospital of injuries suffered in the shooting shortly before midnight Friday. Howard said Monday that officers responded to Frazier's 911 call. They found him with a gun pointed at his head. The dispatcher and two officers tried to get Frazier to put the gun down, but he instead pointed the gun at officers, who then fatally shot him. The two officers involved are on paid leave while the case is being investigated. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.